The phrase used to describe trains carrying crude oil and ethanol through Frontier Yard by opponents is bomb trains. That's because the trains can explode if they derail or sideswipe other trains. Probably the worst example occurred July 6, 2013, when a wrecked crude oil train demolished Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, and at least 47 died. Charlie Bowman is co-chair of the Environmental Justice Task Force of the Western New York Peace Center. Speaking just before the board meeting, Bowman praised Governor Cuomo's rail inspection program and called for it to be brought back.
I think he was the only governor in the nation to start that, and he's to be congratulated for that. But he ended that program in February of 2017, and with the diminishing frequency of the bomb trains. And now the bomb trains are back. Oil prices are relatively high, and the bomb trains are coming back.
State and federal inspectors walked rail lines and inspected freight trains, freight cars, and engines unannounced and found problems, sometimes serious problems, even after track inspections by the various rail lines in the state had done their inspections. Many of the busiest rail lines in the state carry Amtrak passenger trains, as well as the tank trains carrying explosive crude oil and methanol for gasoline in cars. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.